It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Well, happy Monday, everyone. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com, as I come to you live from Sidney High School. It's a key boys' MAC matchup tonight as the Sidney Warriors take on the Walton Warriors, a battle of the Warriors here tonight. And once again, I'm joined by my color commentator, Tim. Welcome to the broadcast booth.
Hey, thanks a lot, Nate. This is going to be a really good game, and I'm really looking forward to seeing the Walton Warriors. Heard a lot about them all year long, haven't had the opportunity to see them, but from what I understand, they like to run and they like to shoot the three.
Yeah, they are a very athletic team. They like to get out in transition. They are not afraid to shoot the basketball, and they currently control their own destiny. We'll talk about that more in just a minute. It's the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. Cork and the crew are on Route 7, Riverside in Sidney. For all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department, you can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. Cork and the crew wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Our Section 4 disclaimer is that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Well, we'll try to give you a Cliff Notes version of this one. It's basically this. The Walton boys are currently in a two-way tie for first place in the MAC standings. And if you're not familiar with the league, the top four teams basically will go to the semifinals. The one seed will play the four, the two will play the three. Walton, if they can win here tonight, they pretty much lock up that one seed, as they would have the tiebreaker over Unadilla Valley, who is also tied in first place. That leaves Delhi in third and Sidney in fourth place. So that would get them into the semifinals and keep them out of that bottom half of the bracket where they do the 5 through the 8 seed in their own separate little playoff. So this is where Sidney wants to be. So they need a win here tonight as well to keep those hopes alive, because if they lose, they do have one more game against Bainbridge Guilford. The math looks like Sidney would get in no matter what, but it's not 100% sure, and leaving that up to chance against BG later this week could certainly hurt the Sidney Warriors.
Yeah, it definitely could, and I'll tell you, it would be pretty wild to have come down to that, you know, one game to see who goes into the playoffs and get the opportunity to travel 206 up into Walton and play the Walton Warriors.
So really, it comes down to both these teams need this game here tonight. It's ironic that this was just how it's set up on the schedule, that they would be some of the last two teams to play each other in the league schedule, as it really comes down to this game as to who's going to be in what seeds. And it's been fun all year. Walton, UV, Delhi, and Sidney have all played some very close, fantastic games, and I expect nothing less here tonight. Two teams that have a ton of athletic guys who can get up and down the floor. I really think we could see a track meet here tonight.
Yeah, you probably are right there, Nate, because I'll tell you what, Sidney does, I mean, they like to work the ball on the half court a lot, but they're looking to shoot the three most of the time. They don't really have that strong inside presence. But don't let them fool you, because Stephen Smith can play inside a little bit, and Ethan Finch showed us the other night, he's not worried about making the basket. He just wants to get to the foul line.
One of the big guys here for the Walton Warriors, you hear this name a lot, is 6'4" Alex Tweedy. In a game, probably the last time I saw Walton was right before the New Year's break. He hit 6 3-pointers in a victory over South Courtright. We went over and did the championship game of the Pat Grasso tournament in Lawrence, and he was absolutely on fire. I know he is very familiar with a lot of these Sidney guys. The joke around Sidney all week that I've heard is that these two teams play a lot of AAU basketball together in the spring, and boy, all the Sidney fans are saying, boy, working out well for Walton this year, huh? They come over, they play with us, and then they're taking it to everybody else in the league schedule. So I know Alex Tweedy is somebody that Sidney is very familiar with. He's familiar with them. They'll have to watch each other here tonight.
Well, you know, the thing is when you have a kid that's 6'4", because that doesn't happen a lot anymore. You know, there's some bigger kids, but not anything like it used to be. Like, it was 6'3", 6'4", 6'5", all the way across the front line. Now it's just like hit and miss. You know, you get a big kid, and that kid wants to shoot the threes. I'd be freaking out if I was the coach. I'd be like, get him inside, young man. Get the rebounds. Put the ball back up. If we get you the ball on a design play to get you a three, that's one thing. But I don't want you down there.
Well, you know, I always wonder about when the three-point line really came in. Everybody just fell in love with it immediately. And you do. You see some of these big guys that's all they want to do is shoot threes. And I'm sure it drives some of the old-school coaches pretty much nuts at times.
Yeah, I'm sure it does too, because I know for a fact that would really bother me. Like I said, you wanna have that guy down there ready to get the rebound and then the easy putback. I mean, still he's gonna be given, you know, he's gonna be getting a height advantage already, and he keeps the ball up and puts it up 2 points easy every time.
It's the Chambers O'Hara pregame show. Cork and the crew are on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Remember, for all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department, you can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. We will pause for the national anthem and the starting lineups, and when we come back, it's a battle of the Warriors here tonight at Sydney as the Sydney boys host the Walton Warriors. For Tim Cunning, I'm Nate Lull. Stay tuned for live high school boys hoops tonight on CDO.
Winter is here. Do you have a dependable vehicle that gets you where you need to go in the stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit chambersohara.com and be warm and cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, or call 563-4311, or visit online at chambersohara.com.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
If you heat with oil, here's great news from Rabideau Energy Products. Our Cash for Clunkers program replaces old fuel oil tanks with brand new ones. Just trade in that old tank. You'll receive a $250 credit and the use of a Gremlin tank monitor. Using Wi-Fi and a smartphone, the Gremlin system lets you monitor fuel oil levels right from your phone. Cash in your clunker now. Call Rabideau at 1-855-Rabideau.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you tonight on WCDO. Let's go through our starting lineups. First, for visiting Walton in the orange uniforms with the black and the white trim. Says Walton in black lettering across the front of the uniform for longtime head coach Dave Gardepi. They start with number one, a senior, Jacob Beach. Also a senior, number four, Shane Merwin. A senior, number 23, Alex Tweedy. A sophomore, the point guard, number 30, Dylan Jacob. And also a senior, number 33, Gavin Griffin. On the other side for longtime Sydney head coach Mike Rizzi, they will start with number 00, senior Ethan Finch, a senior number 5, Stephen Smith, a senior number 3, Malik Howard, a sophomore number 11, Liam Matthews, and a junior number 22, Mike Gravelin. Sydney is in the home white uniforms with the black and the maroon trim, says Warriors in maroon lettering across the front of the chest there. And we will get you set for a tip-off here in a very important MAC boys basketball contest tonight between Walton and Sydney. The main thing you need to remember here tonight is that both teams pretty much control their own destiny coming into tonight's game in terms of getting into the semifinals, which will be starting next week. And the MAC championship, I know a lot of people have been asking me, has been moved from Saturday the 17th to Friday the 16th of February. It's at the BU Event Center down at Binghamton University. So mark the calendar for that. It'll be on the 16th at BU. Sydney will go right to left on your radio dial, and Walton left to right. We'll get things underway. Like we said in our Chambers and O'Hara pregame show, both these teams extremely familiar with one another. It's a battle of the Warriors here tonight between Sydney and Walton, and Sydney will win the opening tip. Here's Liam Matthews to the left side for Malik Howard. Looks like a little active 2-3 zone here for Walton. And they'll go to the right side now for Ethan Finch. 20 on the shot clock. Back for Malik Howard. Steps in for three. Got it. Malik Howard starts off hot for Sydney.
Nice shot by Malik. He had a guy in his face, number 23 for the Walton Warriors, right in his face, but he dropped it in.
First possession of the night for Walton. And Sydney comes out in the man-to-man defense, what they are known for. And we'll see what Walton decides to do here to set it up on offense, get the ball moving. They look a little confused at the moment. Finally, they'll settle into their set now. Right wing side for Dylan Jacob. Finds Shane Merwin at the top of the key. Merwin tried to float one down low to the big guy, Gavin Griffin, and sails out of bounds back to Sydney.
Yeah, it was a nice-looking pass at first, but then the receiver of that pass didn't really watch it all the way into his hands.
7:10 to go in the first quarter. It's the Sydney boys leading Walton 3-0. Underway tonight on WCDO. We're glad to have you along. Also on WCDOsports.com, our web stream is courtesy of SFCU at Sydney Federal Credit Union. It's all about you. Gravelin with the ball, top of the key. Goes high post, Liam Matthews. Back out, Ethan Finch for three. Got it. And Sydney is off to a fast start as Ethan Finch buries a three, and it's 6-0, Sydney over Walton.
Nice inside-out movement by the Warriors. Gets Ethan Finch a nice look at the three.
Right side for Shane Merwin. To the top of the key now for Dylan Jacob. Kicks one out, Jacob Beach. He tries a three of his own. It's too strong. Ball is loose. Finch skies for a rebound, and Sydney looks to run. Here's Finch, coast to coast, lays it off the glass, up and in for Ethan Finch. And it's Sydney 8, Walton nothing. A great start for the Sydney Warriors. Here's Alex Tweedy, quickly in transition. We're going to have a blocking foul down low on Stephen Smith. And he took a big-time hit there from Tweedy, who was going to the bucket.
Wow, I'll tell you what, you said that exactly right. I was just hoping he got up because, I mean, he took a hit.
So here is Tweedy to the line. This is our first foul of the game on either team. And the senior leader for Walton settles in, rattles home the first shot. And the first points of the ball game for Alex Tweedy. It's Sydney 8 and Walton 1.
Tweedy's a pretty solid kid, too, I'll tell you what. Yeah, I thought he did. He did hit his head on the back of the...
Looks like we have a little timeout here for blood on the floor for Stephen Smith, who we said collided there with Alex Tweedy. I think Stephen appears to be okay. Might have just gotten a small cut as he went down. And, of course, you have to pull him right out there. They cannot have any blood anywhere, even if it's just a tiny drop. They immediately have to come out of the game. And so now Matt Hoskins is going to check into the ball game to replace Stephen Smith. I think Steven's going to be okay, but just you're really going to have to try to get that sealed up quick.
Well, that block that they called, and he took him right in the chest, and he went right back to the floor, and when he went back to the floor, his head bounced off the back of it. So
Tweedy misses the second shot, so he goes 1-for-2. 6:15 to go in the first quarter. It is Sydney 8 and Walton 1. Sydney with the basketball as they go right to left. Nice crowd on hand here tonight. They were a little quiet earlier for the girls' contest. We'll talk to you a little bit about that as it was an exciting day here at Sydney. Fans starting to come alive as the Warriors are hitting early. They pass down low for Malik Howard. He's in the paint. Back out left side, and Ethan Finch, step-in jumper. He got it. Ethan Finch with 7 points, and folks, he is feeling it. It's Sydney 10 and Walton 1.
Nice little bounce to the left side for Ethan, and knocked it down from about 18 feet.
Here's Alex Tweedy in the right wing corner. Back across for Dylan Jacob. For Jacob Beach. Left side on the baseline. Feeds one back across for Tweedy, who lays it up and in.
Real nice backdoor cut right there by Tweedy, and a real nice find by number one.
10-3. Sydney boys on top of Walton with 5:20 to go in the opening quarter. Here's Finch crossing the big Sydney S at midfloor. Now he chest passes to the far side for Gravelin. Back for Finch left side. And you can tell with Finch's body language, he's feeling good tonight.
Yeah, he's definitely very confident at this moment.
Finch, left side of the floor, in front of the Walton bench, 15 on the shot clock, goes back to Gravelin. Ball moves quickly from Gravelin to Matthews, and back to the left side for Finch. He steps in for three. This one is off the mark, skims the rim, and then Walton with a rebound. The Warriors back up the floor. Here's Dylan Jacob, takes it right to the rim, can't get the shot to go, and Finch a rebound. Home run pass ahead for Liam Matthews, and even though he's a first state all-team wide receiver, he's not going to catch that one. It was well over his head and out of bounds.
And if he caught it, I don't know what he was going to do right there because there were three Walton Warriors right with him.
Nice idea, but the pass was a little too far in front of him there from Finch. 4:40 to go in the first quarter.
Problem was the pass wasn't from Darren Smith.
Yeah. Here's Alex Tweedy who steps in, can't get the three ball to go, And Sydney with another rebound. It's the Sydney Warriors leading the Walton Warriors 10-3. Halfway through the first quarter, live from Sydney High School. Right side of the floor for Gravelin. Passes down low for Matt Hoskins. Stuck at the right low block. Reverses over for Finch. Finch tries to take it to the bucket. Rolls out of bounds. And will stay with the Warriors. Stephen Smith, good news, folks, is back out of the locker room. Looks like he had to get a new uniform on. And he'll come back into the game. Well, at least back over to the bench.
Yeah, he had a little blood on his uniform, so they made him take it off and get a new one on. So he's going to be in a different number now.
Finch, as Sydney gets the ball back in, they find Malik Howard in the corner, knocks it down. Malik Howard with 2 3-pointers. He's got 6 points, and Walton has seen enough. They will call a timeout with 4:05 to go in the first quarter. It's Sydney 13. Walton 3. We'll be right back on CDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
So the Sydney boys off to a fast start against Walton here as they take a 13-3 lead midway through the opening quarter. Back down the floor for Gavin Griffin, who gets it to the foul line for Walton and buries it.
Buried a 15-footer with no problem. Right at the top of the key he was, and nice little pass.
Another big guy who likes to shoot the basketball. Here's Stephen Smith, so he's got a new number on. He switches from 5 to 20, and he's back in the ball game. Smith on the right side, outside the three-point line, will find Mikey Gravelin for three. He got it. It's raining threes in Sydney, folks.
Gavin, from the team, we didn't think it was going to be shooting them, but the Warriors are knocking them down at a pretty good percentage right now.
Forget about the snow. It is raining threes here in Sydney. Jacob Beach steps in, and the three balls continue to fall, this time for Walton, as Beach knocks it down in the corner. It's Sydney 16 and Walton 8 with 3:15 to go in the first quarter.
Walton was in a little bit of a fake man-to-man press, but now they're backing off, back to that zone.
Here's Malik Howard, left side as Sydney goes right to left. Stephen Smith on the baseline, left side, gets trapped there by Tweedy, reverses back to the top of the clock here for Mikey Gravelin. Gravelin back for Malik Howard. He fires up another three ball. This one off the front of the rim. Almost got tapped in by a Walton rebounder, but instead they'll pull it down and ahead for Dylan Jacob. Jacob, a bounce pass across for Jacob Beach. Beach in the corner. Pump fakes on a three. Doesn't pull the trigger. Thinks better of it. Goes back to the top for Dylan Jacob. And they'll reset the offense with 20 seconds to go on the shot clock. It's Sydney 16, Walton 8. Merwin left side. Merwin outside the three-point line goes back for Beach. A long three ball for Jacob Beach. NBA range, he knocks it down.
Yeah, he was 4 feet, at least 4 feet behind the normal three-point line, so nice shot by that young man.
2:10 to go, first quarter. It is Sydney 16, Walton 11. Barn burner here in the opening quarter in Sydney. Left side of the floor for Malik Howard. Howard for Finch. They go down low for Liam Matthews underneath. Gets it to go, and he's fouled. Big-time play from the sophomore, Liam Matthews.
Good interior passing right there. It's got Liam Matthews the ball, and let's see if he can knock it down and make it a three-point play the hard way.
So 2 minutes to go in the first quarter, and Liam Matthews will step in for the old-fashioned three-point play, and he gets it to go. And so it's Sydney 19, Walton 11, with just under 2 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Live from Sydney High School tonight. Dylan Jacob into the paint, takes it right to the rim and left it a little short. Rebound for Finch and sprints back up the floor. Finch like a runaway freight train into the corner for Gravelin. Pump fakes. Gravelin into the land of the trees. Got rejected by Gavin Griffin. They'll call him for a foul.
Wow, that was exactly what it was. Gravelin into the land of the trees right there. Got it through some contact with the body. Got the foul and it's going to the line for two.
I thought it looked like Griffin got more ball than man, but hey, better angle there for the officials. And Mikey Gravelin ends up at the line. Can't get the first one to go. But boy, Gravelin, what a story for Sydney. You know, didn't play much in the beginning of the year and then just started working his butt off in practice. And he's been in the starting lineup for the last couple of games, and he's played great.
Yeah, he has really done a nice job in this late part of the year.
Second one is up and good for Mikey Gravelin. He has 4 points. And with a minute 35 to go in the opening quarter, it's Sydney 20, Walton 11. Left side of the floor for Jacob Beach. Beach back for Dylan Jacob, right side. Now for Shane Merwin. Straightaway three for Merwin is off the mark. And a rebound here for Sydney and Ethan Finch. Finch across the half-court timeline. Finds Mikey Gravelin. Back for Finch. As we come up on a minute to go in the opening frame, it's been a very good shooting first quarter for both these teams, but especially Sydney. Gravelin, right side. 2-3 zone, very active here for the orange and black of Walton. 15 on the shot clock. Back for Gravelin. Right side. Rattles out. Malik Howard to rebound. Puts it right back up. Can't get it to go. Both teams wrestling, scrambling for it, and Walton comes away.
Sitting with two shots on that trip down the field, or floor, excuse me.
Jacob Beach, left side corner. Back for Merwin. Give and go to Beach. Beach with a heck of a jab step there to get some room, but didn't pull the trigger. He's very, very quick. Malik Howard is all over him, though, on the man-to-man. They go into the corner for Tweedy, right side in front of the Sydney bench. They reverse to the left side here for Dylan Jacob. Jacob now finds Tweedy back out, and a short three ball. No, he was behind the line. The shot there for Brett Charles, and he gets it to go, and it's 20-14. Back to the top of the key here for Ethan Finch, and now to Malik Howard. And they'll go to Mikey Gravelin. They can play for the last shot of the quarter. 10 seconds to go. Down low here for Stephen Smith. He tried to reverse, couldn't get it to go. Liam Matthews saves it from going out of bounds, but it comes right into Walton. Here's Brett Charles, and he tried to get the shot off from half court, and it was knocked out of his hands by Liam Matthews. First quarter's in the books. It's 20-14. The Sydney Warriors on top of Walton. We'll be right back with the start of the second quarter on CDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Back underway. Start of the second quarter. Here's Alex Tweedy with the straightaway three, and Tweedy dials long distance. He's got 6 points. Walton's right back in this game. It's Sydney 20 and Walton 17. Ball knocked out of bounds as Sydney brings it back up the floor.
Real quick, nice little play right there. Walton ran a double screen and got him the open look for the three, and he knocked it down.
Right side of the floor for Stephen Smith as Sydney goes right to left on your radio dial. We got a heck of a ball game here on a Monday night from Sydney High School. Thanks for joining us. I'm Nate Lowe alongside Tim Cutting tonight on CDO. Here's Mikey Gravelin at the top of the key, back for Malik Howard, and Walton really kind of extending this zone a little bit, I think, trying to take away some of these Sydney long balls that were so effective in the first quarter. Five on the shot clock. Here's Finch. Gets into the paint. Little dipsy-do up and in. Dr. J finger roll for Finch. He gets it to go.
Nice use of the shot clock right there by the Warriors. Took it right down to 5 seconds, and then Finch knocked it down for the layup.
Sydney 22, Walton 17, early second quarter. Walton with the ball, right side. Merwin down low for Brett Charles, who lays it up. And, oh, it was halfway down and it popped free. Rebound for Sydney.
Nice break for the Warriors. That was a nice backdoor cut right there.
Left side of the floor for Gravelin. Gravelin in triple threat position finds Howard, and now to Stephen Smith. Smith into the corner for Malik Howard again, directly in front of the Walton bench. 6:35 to go, second quarter. Sydney 22 and Walton 17 in a boys' MAC matchup tonight. Gravelin on the right side. 10 seconds to go on the shot clock. Sydney working it deep again. Right side for Finch. Pump fakes, goes baseline. Finch dumps one off. Stephen Smith up and in. They nice. Work it to perfection again.
Nice little pass right there. They two guys went to Finch because they thought he was going to take the layup, and he just ditched, drop the ball off to Smith. 2 points Warriors.
Sidney, 24, Walton, 17. Merwin, right side, outside the three-point line. Finds Jacob Beach. Beach back here for Dylan Jacob. Into the corner. Now straight away for Brett Charles and for Shane Merwin for three. Merwin gets it to go. He can fill it up too, and it remains a tight game. Sidney 24, Walton 20. Here's Malik Howard on the right side of the floor with 5:45 to go in the second frame. Gravelin at the top of the key. Leaves one off now for Malik Howard. Howard holding on to it, finds Mikey Gravelin. And this is Sidney, again, deliberately working down the clock, I would say. They go left side, Malik Howard. It was partially tipped as he put up a three. The rebound comes to Walton. Back down the floor, saved by Finch, and they'll say he stepped out of bounds before he tried to save it.
What a hustle play that was right there. Really close to being off the Walton player and back to the Sidney Warriors, but referee said Ethan stepped on the line.
5:25 to go, second quarter. 24-20 is the score. Here is Dylan Jacob going directly to the rim, lost control of it, and they'll say there was a hold down low, and it looks like it's going to be on Finch, his first.
That was kind of a late call. I mean, he was actually back down on the ground, and I think he just realized that he thought he was going to make the foul or make the layup, so he wasn't going to call it.
First foul on Finch, second on Sidney as a team, so both teams with two fouls apiece. Walton with the ball, going left to right. They're in the orange with the black and white trim tonight. Here's Dylan Jacobs straight away. Goes for Beach on the right side. Now back for Merwin. Dribble drive in the paint into the corner now for Tweedy. Tweedy with a bounce pass to Brett Charles. Works his way down low, trying to get up and over Stephen Smith, and he does. Brett Charles with some big minutes here.
Nice little move right there. Tough to shoot over Stephen Smith when he's right in your face, but nice little layup.
Two-point ball game, Sidney 24, Walton 22. There's Malik Howard at the top of the key for Sidney. Picks up his dribble, goes for Mikey Gravelin. And remember, folks, this was a 10-point game early in that first quarter. Sidney jumped out to a great lead, but Walton has just effectively chipped away at it as they'll get a rebound here off a missed shot. Tweedy, left side, into the corner now for Merwin. Gets it back. He won't pass up this three. Takes it. It's too strong. And a rebound for Finch. Finch back up the floor now for the Sidney Warriors. Finch into the lane again. Dishes one off for Liam Matthews. Out to the left side for Malik Howard. Hits the rim twice and won't go down. And Tweedy cleans up the mess. Rebound for Walton. Here's Beach in transition. Left-handed layup won't go. Too much spice on that one. And the track meet continues. Gravelin ahead now for Matthews at the left low block. Back out. And Sidney will slow it down with 25 on the shot clock. Right side of the floor for Stephen Smith. Lost control of it. Ball is loose at midcourt. It's a hot potato. And they come away with it. Walton will lay it up and in with Jacob Beach. He has eight. We're knotted up at 24.
Absolutely great defense right there. The ball was loose, and the Walton Warriors were all over the floor trying to get it. Good job.
3:35 to go in the second quarter. I will say that about Walton. They are a scrappy bunch this year. A lot of hustle. So Sidney and Walton tied up at 24.
People think of the 2-3 zone. They don't think of it being this active. This is a really active 2-3 zone.
Sidney passes down low for Liam Matthews. Slipped out of his hands, and here's Dylan Jacob looking to run again. Gravelin beats him to the spot, though. Takes it away. Sidney quickly back in transition. Right side of the floor. A pickpocket there. Finch loses it. Beach ahead for Dylan Jacob. Lays it up. Won't go. Beach with a rebound. Left side corner for Merwin. He tries to dial up a three. It won't go. A rebound here for Malik Howard, and he's fouled on that rebound.
Yeah, you can see both teams are really sucking air right now. I mean, I'll tell you, they're moving up and down the floor a lot and trying to set up their half court, but they're ready to go. They want to go. Run.
Very fast pace. As with 3 minutes to go in the second quarter, we're tied 24-24. Ryan Harris will check into the game for Malik Howard. Both teams are going to need their bench here to stay fresh.
Yeah, they definitely are. I mean, both teams hands on their shorts and just trying to get the last gasp of the air before the play starts.
Justin Beers has checked in for Walton on that Warriors side of the basketball. Here is Liam Matthews. They go to Stephen Smith. Back to the top of the key for Finch. Finch with a straightaway jumper. Got it. Ethan Finch with 11 points, and Sidney regains the lead 26-24 late in the second quarter.
Yeah, Ethan Finch really shoots what you call the absolute classic jump shot. He shoots it at the top of the jump.
Walton with the basketball. Beach fired up a two. It was no good. They get it back again. Tweedy in the paint. Little reverse. Down low. Tosses up. Can't get it to go. A foul on Finch. His second. So if you're Mike Brazidia, roll the dice and leave him in here for the last 2:20.
I don't know. Everybody is out there, and you can tell they're definitely tired. Might be not a bad time to get a timeout and just give them a little bit of a break and see what you can do.
Tweedy to the line. First shot is waved off. They'll say his foot was on the line, so that one will not count. Second shot coming here for Tweedy.
I thought the basket went in.
Second shot is good. So Tweedy gets one out of two. I think they said his foot was on the line, so they called off that first one.
No, what I meant was the shot before. I thought when he shot the basket, I thought he was shooting for one.
And to the right side of the floor now for Steven Smith. Back for Mikey Gravelin on the right side for Ryan Harris. With Sydney leading 26-25. Harris down low. Good dish there for Liam Matthews, and he couldn't finish it off. Steven Smith is there, but his shot is rejected. And Tweedy back up the floor, and he's fouled in transition.
Well, that could have been number double zero right there, because he did reach right at the half court, and boy, that was close.
And to the far side of the floor, that's where Walton will inbound the basketball. Make sure you stay tuned. We'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a couple of minutes as well. We'll break this one down and try to talk about those playoff scenarios again as well. There's a lot about that. The girls' top four for the MAC is set. We'll give those to you during our halftime break. Left side of the floor now, Walton with the basketball, 15 on the shot clock. Here's Tweedy working it down low. Is blocked by Steven Smith. Boy, what a battle there. Ball out of bounds. Shane Merwin tried to save it, but he was too late, and it'll go back to Sydney.
Good hustle, though. I tell you, both teams are definitely hustling out here. This has really been a very, very exciting first half of basketball.
A minute and a half to go in the second quarter. Sydney by a point, 26-25. Gravelin lost the ball right at midcourt to Jacob Beach. Beach, 360 spin, lost it to Gravelin, who I thought maybe had a clean strip, and we'll have a whistle. Boy, Mike Brzee's not happy about it either.
I'll tell you what, he took him right in the chest. That's just absolute. He just changed his call.
He did.
He just changed his call. He called a block. He called a block, and then he calls the hands. He came over to the table and called a block, and then he changed it.
Wow, we'll talk about that when we come back as Sydney takes a timeout. A minute 20 to go in the second quarter. Sydney by a point, 26-25 on CDO.
Your friends at Mirabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Mirabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Mirabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Mirabito Gresham work for you.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
It's been a great one so far. Live from Sydney High School tonight, it's the Sydney boys leading 26-25 over Walton with about a minute to go in the second quarter. Here's Alex Tweedy, left side of the floor, now to the baseline. They go back for Tweedy. He dials up a three. It's too strong. Hit the top of the glass. Not out of bounds, though, and Finch is able to sky for a rebound. Finch will walk it up the floor, but Dylan Jacob is right in his shorts here on defense. Finch gets around him, dishes off. Now back out. Gravelin, left side three. Got it. Mikey Gravelin with 7 points. And Sydney leads 29-25.
Yeah, they're finding out there's more than just Malik and Finchie that can shoot the three out there tonight.
Left side for Jacob Beach. Walton with 40 seconds to go in the second quarter, 25 seconds on the shot clock. Merwin is wide open. They left him there. He goes up for three. It won't go. Rebound here for Beers, and Beers puts it in. Justin Beers, his first bucket. It's 29-27. 25 seconds to go in the quarter. Here's Finch behind the back dribble. Goes for Gravelin left side. Sydney wants to play for the last shot with the shot clock off. Game clock's at 15. They go to the top of the key, and now for Finch on the right side. They want him to have it, it looks like. Instead, they go back to Gravelin on the left side. To the high post here for Ryan Harris. Turnaround shot, hit the front of the rim, won't go. Ball out of bounds with 3.5 seconds to go. It will go back to the Walton Warriors. Sydney 29. And Walton
nice,
27.
Good play right here, getting Ethan Finch out of the defensive part of this half with only two fouls.
So Justin McMillan will come in. Good move to protect Ethan Finch. Dylan Jacob will get it to midcourt. Jacob tried to kick one to the far side. It was intercepted by McMillan, and that'll be our halftime score. Sydney 29, Walton 27. Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. We'll be right back. You're listening to live high school boys basketball tonight on CDO.
If you heat with oil, here's great news from Marabito Energy Products. Our Cash for Clunkers program replaces old fuel oil tanks with brand new ones. Just trade in that old tank. You'll receive a $250 credit and the use of a Gremlin tank monitor. Using Wi-Fi and a smartphone, the Gremlin system lets you monitor fuel oil levels right from your phone. Cash in your clunker now. Call Marabito at 1-855-MARABITO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Attention young adults, are you looking to take the next step in your life? Are you interested in serving your community and your country? The U.S. Air Force could be your answer. For a no-pressure interview, please contact Technical Sergeant Mark Baldenegro in Oneonta. His office is in the Clinton Plaza on Main Street. Please call for an appointment today. 432-6780. That's 432-6780. See what the U.S. Air Force can do for you. Not sure about enlisting? Talk to Sergeant Mark about community service opportunities in our area to get a feel for what the Air Force team is all about. Aim high with the U.S. Air Force. For a local, no-pressure interview, call 432-6780. That's 432-6780.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you on WCDO. Our halftime score, the Sydney boys leading Walton 29-27. And we are currently watching the future of Sydney basketball. Yeah. Here we got some ballers out on the floor.
Yeah, we do. There's a young man out there just had this whole crowd screaming for him with his ball handling prowess.
So it's been fun. So we'll get a fun treat watching the rest of that here. In the meantime, it's our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report, of course, brought to you by Marabito. Remember, when you use your Marabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself at Marabito. Call 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Here's our scoring leaders so far for the first half. Ethan Finch for Sydney with 11, followed by Mikey Gravelin with 7, Malik Howard with 6, Liam Matthews with 3, and Stephen Smith with 2. Credit to Stephen Smith. Probably 2 minutes into the ball game, him and Tweedy went toe-to-toe, and it was a big-time collision. Smith went down, bumped his head on the floor, had to go get a new uniform because there was some blood on it, and you can see as he was walking off the floor to the dressing room at halftime, he's got an ice bag on it. There's a little red spot, so he's playing through some pain here tonight. Credit to Stephen Smith.
Yeah, real nice job by that young man, and I'll tell you what, it was kind of funny because as the halftime was just going into the halftime here, we saw his mom, and his mom said she's fine.
Yeah, he looked fine. I thought he played great. But You know, just a good battle scar tonight there for Stephen Smith. For Walton on the other side, a team high 8 points for Jacob Beach, followed closely by Alex Tweedy with 7, Brett Charles with 5, Shane Merwin with 3, Gavin Griffin with 2, and Justin Beers with 2. So again, just as we were talking about in the pregame show, this game means a lot to both these teams. For Walton, if they win, it could very well potentially lock them into the first place spot in the league, because they would have the tiebreaker head-to-head against Walton. So if Walton could win here tonight, they would have the 1 seed, UV the 2, I believe Delhi the 3, and Sydney the 4. If Sydney loses here tonight in that same scenario, I believe they're going to get locked into the 4 no matter what. They do have a game here with Bainbridge Guilford on Wednesday. We're seeing a bunch of snow coming our way that could perhaps wipe out some games maybe tomorrow, but definitely Wednesday from the looks. You know, hopefully maybe it passes right through and we can get the ball games in. But that could potentially wipe that game out and get it played at a completely different time. But what I'm saying is, if there was a tiebreaker scenario, it would most likely be with BG, who they have to play anyways on Wednesday. So if Sydney could win here tonight, that would certainly just be so great for them, because they would kind of control their own destiny and making sure that they lock in to that 4 spot. And then that would drop Walton down. I believe it would give UV the 1 seed. Trying to think here off the top of my head. We had it all straightened out during the pregame show. But if Walton loses, yeah, they would drop down to the 2, because even though they beat UV head-to-head, UV only has the 1 loss. And this would put Walton with 2 losses if they lose here tonight to Sydney and to Oxford. So you might as well just draw a big tree on the board. It's like a family tree, drawing it all over the place. This is what my office looks like here at CDO. So that's how I think it would work out. So that's why everyone had this game circled on the calendar, because it means so much late in the season.
Yeah, it definitely is a big game. And I'll tell you what, folks, if you're anything like me right now, you're totally confused. I know Nate did a really good job explaining that, but it is very, very complex.
It is.
And you did a real nice job, though.
It's a little simpler on the girls' side. Those 4 teams are locked in. You have 1 Delhi taking on 4 Deposit Hancock. You have 2 BG taking on 3 Green. Mm-hmm. So those games will be on Monday of next week. So those teams are locked in, and we did get to see Unitigo earlier today pull off a 52-22 victory over Sydney. That game was before this game, and so I believe they're going to get locked into the 5 seed. Just a young Unitigo team that has a ton of talent coming back over the next couple of years. But, it was basically, today is kind of a mixture of regular season games, games that got snowed out, all mixed into one. So you had JV in the other building, you had Unitigo girls here, you have Walton boys here. It's a little bit of a mismatch, but it's been a crazy winter with the weather and
Absolutely.
A lot of postponements. So
quadruple header here at in Sydney tonight.
We'll take a small break. It's the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Remember, when you use that Marabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself at Marabito. Call them, 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. We're all set, and we'll be back here on the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. It's Sydney 29, Walton 27 at the break on CDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Heat tape for water pipes, insulated chimney systems, and stovepipe. This winter, count on Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Insulation, rock salt, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, and traction sand too. So this winter, count on Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Since 1920, local folks have relied on Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center. 3 generations of quality service to the Tri-County area. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, with everything to build anything. Call 369-3051.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Well, welcome back, folks. It's our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report with the score. The Sydney boys, 29. The Walton boys, 27. Hey, Mike Brzezicka, get this one kid dressed for the second half. He's incredible.
He's amazing. He is between the legs twice, behind the back, spin moves. He's got it all. This kid is fantastic. And how old is he, Nate?
I mean, he's got to be six, seven maybe. I mean, he just did like a Steph Curry step back out by the three-point line. I'm thinking he can't even throw it that far. And it's swish. It looked great.
Flash.
So move him up. He's coming up. Let's have him take the test during the third quarter. He'll be on varsity by the fourth quarter. So, and both teams, both varsity teams are here watching, getting ready for their warm-ups, and they're both in awe.
And the other thing I want to say is really kind of funny is looking out there and the referee. Look at the referee.
Yeah.
That's the offensive coordinator, Aaron Zern, for the Sydney Warrior football team.
Oh, this is great. So they got to be winding up here as we'll get set for the start of the third quarter. Again, our halftime score, 29-27. The Sydney boys on top of Walton. Our leading scorers for Sydney, Ethan Finch with 11, Mikey Gravelin with 7, Malik Howard with 6. For the Walton Warriors, Jacob Beach with 8, Alex Tweedy with 7, Brett Charles with 5. And Tim, some keys for the second half. I am pleasantly surprised at how close of a ball game this is. I expected it to be close. But I thought, boy, Sydney's going to have to fight tooth and nail because Walton has just been so red hot lately, and it's really been a very back-and-forth game here.
My key to that game, this game that we're watching now after this little one just finished, is neither one of these two teams, one of these two teams' three-point percentage has got to drop. It's going to stop. You know, I'm not sure which team is going to be, but one of those teams is not going to be as hot from the three-point line in the second half as they are in the first half. And but Walton is very, very scrappy on defense, and they're getting a lot of turnovers and getting a lot of easy buckets because of it. So Sydney Warriors got to come out. They got to take care of the ball. They did a nice job of it in the first half and got good looks on the three, and when they didn't, they had good dribbled penetration and got inside, and either if they made the layup or they got fouled and went to the line.
I'll also be interested to see if either of these teams runs out of gas. They shouldn't. You're late in the season, and you should be in great shape, but this has been a track meet, and both teams have been getting up and down the floor, and we mentioned it a few times that there were guys on both sides kind of huffing and puffing. The bench came into play. Can you get those big minutes off the bench? And how are you going to feel down the stretch? How are your legs going to be?
Right.
So I think that could certainly play a part, too.
I think Sydney went 8 deep.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure about how far down the bench Walton went, but
I had Walton at 8 as well.
Okay.
So,
yeah, that's, you know, you got to do what you got to do. And then, like I said, those number 33 for Walton has 2 fouls, and Ethan Finch has 2 fouls. And nice move by Coach Brzee to get Ethan off the floor on that last defensive sequence so he didn't pick up that cheap third.
We'll step away for 60 seconds. It's the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Live from Sydney High School tonight, it's the Sydney boys at the halftime break leading Walton 29-27 in a very important game for both of these teams in the MAC standings. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need a quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers & O'Hara Riverside in Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates, available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, mid-size, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers & O'Hara, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney at 563-4311.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Well, as we get set for the start of the second half, it's the Sydney boys on top of Walton 29-27. Walton in the road orange uniforms tonight. That's a very bright orange as well.
It is.
The black and the white trim says Walton in black lettering across the front of the uniform there. Sydney in the home whites with the maroon and the black trim says Warriors in maroon lettering across the front of the chest there. So very excited over the next week or so to see who will be in the MAC top four and how this is all going to shake out. The MAC championship will be the 16th at BU, and that's going to be exciting no matter who gets there.
Absolutely, and here we go with the second half of the War of the Warriors.
Left side of the floor for Ethan Finch as we're back underway. Here is Stephen Smith. Smith looking for options. Smith picks up his dribble in a tough spot, and they'll say he stepped out of bounds. He's going to go back to Walton. And let's see if the defense picks up here in the second half for both sides.
Nice little trap by Walton down on the baseline and made the turnover and gives the ball back to the Walton Warriors.
So here is point guard Dylan Jacob, who got to the rim a bunch in the first half but didn't score. Surprising, because he's a guy that certainly gets some buckets in transition usually because he's so fast. Left side of the floor, back for Jacob Beach. Down low, Gavin Griffin. Skip back across for Dylan Jacob in the paint. Kicks again. Here's Beach. Left side three. Got it. Splash for Jacob Beach. He's got 11.
Another long, long distance one right there. Another 3.5 feet behind the normal arc, and splashes right.
Walton 30, Sydney 29. Sydney will bring it back up the floor. This 2-3 zone, very, very active, as we mentioned in the first half. They come out the exact same way. Right side of the floor for Finch, and a bounce pass to Malik Howard, left side.
And they've added a new wrinkle. They're looking to trap in the corner.
And now Sydney into the corner for Malik Howard. Lost control of it. Out of bounds it goes, and Mike Brzee wants to take a timeout, probably draw something up here to work around that trap. Early third quarter. We'll take a break for 30 seconds. It is Walton 30, Sydney 29, and we'll be right back on WCDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Walton 30, Sydney 29, early third quarter. Left side of the floor here is Alex Tweedy. Now for Shane Merwin. Now for Finch. Looks like Sydney's gone back to man-to-man. Tim, you said you mentioned they were in zone for a couple possessions.
Yeah, they came out of the break and they were in 2-3 zone.
I hadn't even noticed that. Here's Dylan Jacob hanging in the paint. It hits the rim three times. It won't go down. Sydney back up the floor, still trailing by a point. 6.5 to go in the third quarter. Good ball game tonight between Sydney and Walton. Thanks for joining us. I'm Nate Lowe alongside Tim Cutting, my broadcast partner. We'll take you the rest of the way. Sydney down low for Finch. Finch is having a harder time getting to the rim so far here in the third quarter as they give it away. Walton back in transition. Left side for Gavin Griffin. Pass was too far in front of him, and it rolls out of bounds.
Yeah, they had the numbers there because Ethan had a little bit of trouble getting up behind the basket down there, and they had a five-on-four there for a little bit.
6:05 to go, third quarter. Sydney trailing by a point. Ball out of bounds, and here is Dylan Jacob comes flying into the scorer's table. Appears to be okay as he was chasing a loose ball, and that's just his game. You know, most people might be surprised by that. I've seen that kid jump through stands and everything. He's crazy.
Bookkeeper Kyle Vibbard with a fantastic catch of that athlete right there. I'll tell you, that young man would have gone right over the table if Kyle Vibbard wasn't there.
Yep, that's just the kind of player he is, and I don't mean crazy in a bad way. I just mean there's a loose ball. He's going to go for it. And there's Stephen Smith down low, and he's fouled as he goes up for two as Sydney gets the ball back in. So here is Stephen Smith coming back to the line, and you can see he's definitely got a little bump on the head there.
Oh, yeah. It's noticeable, that's for sure.
And first shot for Smith is off the mark and good, but he is not showing any signs of slowing down as he continues to battle down low in the land of the trees.
Real nice baseline pass got him the ball down there, and he steps up and... Hey, nice shot.
Smith goes 0 for 2, but he gets his own rebound. Goes out for Malik Howard, and it's still a one-point game with 5:45 to go in the third quarter. It is Sydney trailing 30-29. Walton with a steal. Here's Merwin. Fakes. and goes to the corner now for Jacob Beach. Down low for Gavin Griffin. Couldn't hold on to it. Steven Smith was there to strip it.
Nice steal by Steven Smith. Last guy back through, had his hands barely active and got the ball.
Finch now for Malik Howard. Howard picks up his dribble in a tough spot and reverses it back to Liam Matthews. Sydney looks a little more hesitant on offense here to start the third quarter. Here's Smith down low, turnaround shot, can't go. Gets it again, muscles it up, and again the shot won't go down. Ball is loose, Liam Matthews is there. He puts it up, that one won't go in. Smith with another rebound, back for Finch. Finch lays it up, and this one won't go down. Smith with the fifth offensive rebound, couldn't hold on, and Walton will steal it away. Here's Beach down the floor, and he steals it in and puts it down.
Yeah, he was cherry-picking big time right there. He just kept going back as far as he could, and he got the pass and made the layup on the fast break.
Five missed shots on that possession for Sydney. There is a lid on the rim currently as the Warriors trail 32-29, the Sydney Warriors, I should say. Here's Mikey Gravelin at the top of the key. He wants a three ball. That's off the back of the rim. Finch pulls it down, and they're keeping these possessions alive. Steven Smith pump fakes. He's blocked by Tweedy and Gavin Griffin. Walton comes away. Left side of the floor, Dylan Jacob to the rim. Shot won't go, but he's fouled. I believe it'll be on the floor. With 4:25 to go in the third quarter, it's Walton 32, Sydney 29.
Oh, he is giving him two shots. Wow.
I thought that was pretty early.
Yeah, I did too. I thought Mikey Gravelin reached pretty early there, but referee says no, he's going to the line.
So Dylan Jacobs still looking for his first points of the evening here, but he's been very active all over the floor, as he normally is. First shot rattles out. And so Sydney has not scored so far in the third quarter, but it still remains a close game.
They've not scored, but they've had their opportunities. So there you go. Here's the shooting percentage going down for the Warriors right now.
And the second shot, is good. First bucket of the night for Dylan Jacobs. Walton 33, Sydney 29. And here is Malik Howard on the right side of the floor. Picks up his dribble, goes back left side for Gravelin. They try to pass down for Liam Matthews, and it was tipped, and Walton comes away with it. Back up the floor for Dylan Jacob. Right side for three, left it short, gets his own rebound. They'll came right back to him. And now they go to Alex Tweedy. Back for Jacob Beach. He wants a three ball left side. Got it. Deep for Dylan Jacob, and he's got, for Jacob Beach, he's got 16.
Wow, I guess deep is right. That was way out there.
Walton pushes it to a 7-point lead, biggest lead of the game, 36-29. Liam Matthews finds Finch down low, lays it up and in.
Nice little pass inside by Liam Matthews to Finch. 2 points for the Warriors in the first time in the third.
36-31 with 3:35 to go in this third frame. Here is Beach again. This one was very short. Merwin with a rebound. Down low for Tweedy on the right low block. Back out right side for Merwin. They'll reverse it to the left side for Beach. Beach crashing and banging down low. Couldn't get it to go, but Gavin Griffin is there. Nobody boxed him out, and he put it in.
Yeah, real nice take right there. Real aggressive to the basket, and got the rebound and put it up for two.
Walton 38, Sydney 31. 3:10 to go in the third quarter. Ryan Harris will check back in for the Warriors at the next whistle. Right side, Steven Smith. Smith for Finch. Finch is trapped down low. Now they go back out, Malik Howard. Left side, Mikey Gravelin steps in and can't get it to go. Left is short. Sydney needs somebody to make a shot. Walton in transition, but Gravelin, good job to get back and punch it out of bounds.
Nice play by Mikey Gravelin right there. I think he was kind of baiting the fast break runner there right there and making them throw that pass. And as soon as he did, he broke on the ball and knocked it out of bounds.
2:50 to go in the third quarter. It's Walton 38, Sydney 31 in this boys MAC matchup tonight live from Sydney High School. Here is Beach at the top of the key. They go down low for Griffin. Into the corner for Merwin. Dials up a three. It's too strong. Tweedy with a rebound, but Malik Howard is there. Wrestles with him. It's on the floor, and finally Sydney will come away with the loose ball. They got numbers if they can hurry. Here is Finch. Left side takes it right to the rim. Finch up and in. He's got 15. Sydney's hanging around. It's 38-33. Walton quickly in transition to Merwin. Up and down is the call, and it goes back to Sydney.
Yep, nice call right there. He was going up like he was going to shoot, but he decided he couldn't because there was good defense right there by Ethan Finch, and he put the ball back down, double dribble.
We talked about this in the pregame. Walton loves to leak and run any chance they get. I don't mean it in a mean way, but somebody is cherry-picking at half court at every chance, and they just look for it and they go.
It's usually the wing on the offside, because as soon as they get to a point where they know the shot's going up, wherever the ball is, the opposite side guy is going to go up and give it a shot.
Here's Sydney down low. Smith finds Finch at the right low block. He's got 17. 38-35. Sydney refusing to die.
Sydney doing a nice job interior passing right now.
Right side of the floor for Merwin. Merwin a little give and go. Back here to Dylan Jacob. Minute 45 to go in the third. Here's Tweedy. He fires up a three. That's too strong. Rebound for Beach, who looked like Stretch Armstrong there, and he puts home the rebound.
Stretch Armstrong with leaping power. Let me tell you, that kid got up on that ball.
40-35, Walton on top with a minute and a half to go in the third. Here's Ryan Harris outside the three-point line, left wing side. Sydney needs a bucket, I think, on this possession. Be great to keep it close if you're a Sydney fan. They go for Harris. He dials up a three. Harris knocks it down. Big-time shot off the bench for Ryan Harris.
Ryan Harris came into the game and just took over right there, just made the shot. Nice big, big shot.
40-38 with a minute 5 to go in the third quarter. Left side here for Merwin. Merwin down low. Nice. Gavin Griffin all alone, and he lays it
absolutely
in.
Absolutely fantastic. Inside-out passing by the Walton Warriors. Gets an easy basket.
42-38. Walton on top of Sydney as we close up the third quarter. Left side of the floor now for Ethan Finch. Finch down low for Stephen Smith. Lost control of it. It's going to go to Walton as Smith was the last one to touch it. It almost looked like Beach came in and took it away.
Yeah,
but
I don't. Not quite understanding that. Neither is the Sydney bench. They don't understand that call at all.
And back up the floor here for Walton. With 30 seconds to go in the third quarter, we're going to have a foul down low on Ryan Harris for a reach-in with 30 seconds to go here in third quarter.
Ryan tries just played defense with his hands and not his feet there. Didn't slide it in front of the guy and got the reach on the play.
So Dylan Jacob will inbound the basketball on the left wing side underneath his own basket. Goes down low. Gavin Griffin lost control of it. Harris was there to steal it along with Ethan Finch. And Sydney could play for the last shot if they want with 20 seconds in the third.
Yeah, this half-court defense that Walton is putting out right now has really made the Warriors have to work for the ball, and they're getting it inside, and they're not letting them take that three shot.
10 seconds to go. Malik Howard with the ball, left wing side, finds Ethan Finch for three off the side of the rim. Rebound is loose on the floor, and time's going to expire as they go flying out of bounds. Beach and Finch were not giving up on that play, and that'll do it for the third quarter. Walton 42, Sydney 38, fourth quarter coming up on CDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
Have you enjoyed a tasty meal at Bob's Diner in Bainbridge lately? Bob's is open 7 days a week and features daily and blue plate specials, awesome homemade soups, and Bob's popular chili available every day. Check out Bob's Build Your Own Burger menu, along with homemade desserts like pies, cakes, muffins, and more. And seniors age 65, you receive a 10% discount on breakfast, lunch, and dinner entrees all week long. Only at Bob's Diner, the home of the bottomless cup of coffee on North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
So the start of the fourth quarter here, folks. Live from Sydney High School, it's Nate Lull and Tim Cunning with you tonight on CDO. Jim Tomeo, our in-game producer, down on Main Street in the studio. It is Walton 42 and Sydney 38. Walton with the basketball, almost stolen away here by Finch. Goes back Merwin left side. Merwin into the corner for Tweedy. Left it short. Rebound is loose, and Beach somehow comes up with it.
They are all over the floor. They are so quick.
Dylan Jacob goes back to Merwin in the corner. Down low for Tweedy. Tweedy backs down Stephen Smith and then has to kick it out. He got trapped there by Harris. Goes far side. Dylan Jacob with a big-time three in the right corner.
Nice find by the big guy with the ball down inside. He didn't know what to do with it and found the guy out by the three-point line. Splash.
Walton 45, Sydney 38. Warriors need to keep it close. Top of the key here for Malik Howard. Howard left side goes for Mikey Gravelin. Gravelin now for Ryan Harris. Back for Malik Howard. Straightaway three. Left it short. Finch can't get to the rebound. and it goes back to the Warriors of Walton.
Yeah, they're the way they're doing this defense right now, it's almost like it's a 3-2 more than a 2-3 because they've extended the back, the middle guy in the back, and Sydney's really, really having issues with it.
Here is Dylan Jacob near midcourt on the left side of the floor. Gets around the screen, stops, goes back for Tweedy. Tweedy in the lane, pump fakes on Ryan Harris. Good defense, though, by Harris. Goes back out. Dylan Jacob tries a three ball. Not enough spice on that one, but a rebound off the miss here from Walton. They'll get a fresh 35 to work with.
Yeah, they're doing a nice job using that clock.
Jacob finds Tweedy. You get the feeling he wants that three, but Sydney won't give him the opportunity. 20 seconds go on the shot clock. It's 45-38. Walton on top of Sydney. And here in the fourth quarter with 6:15 to go. Tweedy, dribble drive. Finch bumps chest to chest with him. They go Gavin Griffin. 5 seconds to go on the shot clock. It's stripped. Ball into the backcourt. It was tipped. And the shot clock is still winding down. Merwin gets it off and hits it in the left corner. Shane Merwin with a big bucket.
Wow, that was in a really right at the buzzer, too. Just got that off.
Walton 47, Sydney 38. Sydney in desperate need of a bucket here to try to keep this close. Gravelin, right side, finding Steven Smith. Smith goes down low on the right low block for Finch. Back out Gravelin, far side Malik Howard. Howard back for Gravelin. Somebody needs to look to shoot the ball here. Smith passes across for Ryan Harris. Pump fakes, puts it up, partially blocked, and Walton comes away with it. Merwin down the left side of the floor. Picks up his dribble. Walton has plenty of time to work with here. 5.5 to go in the fourth quarter, and they lead Sydney on the road, 47-38. Beach left side, guarded here by Malik Howard. Passes inside for Gavin Griffin. Pump fakes, and he's fouled by Steven Smith, and he'll go to the line for two.
Nice little play right there, a little give and go, and got the big guy at the post and took it to the rack and got the foul, and now he's going to shoot two.
So Gavin Griffin will head to the line. Listed in the program as 6'6". Biggest guy on the floor tonight. First shot rattles in. So he has seven. Walton with their biggest lead of the game, 48-38.
It's kind of funny because, the Warriors are just hanging around. But, if they get those threes going like they did before, we'll see what happens.
Second shot, no good. So it remains 48-38. Here's Ryan Harris down low. Lost control of the basketball, but it'll stay with Sydney. Last touch there by Tweedy, I believe, of Walton.
Nice pass. Long ways out in front down to Harris, and I thought he was going to have an easy layup, but good recovery by the defensive.
Finch tries to slide one in the back door to Malik Howard. It's stolen by Dylan Jacob, and he takes it coast to coast and lays it up and in. And it's Walton 50 and Sydney 38. And here is Finch. He is fouled by Gavin Griffin and will head to the line to shoot two.
That is what you call a hard foul.
That was a foul, yeah. I don't think there was any ill will meant by
it
was two big bodies going together there.
Yeah, sure was.
With 4:50 to go in the fourth quarter, biggest lead of the ball game for the Walton Warriors. They lead by 12, 50-38. Ethan Finch to the line. First shot is up and good. He has 18. So that matches Jacob Beach for the game high so far for Walton. And Finchie makes it 19 now. So he has that battle won at the moment. 10-point ball game. Like you said, Tim, if Sydney could get hot, they could get back in.
Looks like Sydney's back in that zone again. Giving up the big balls here.
Beach in the corner answers right back and gets it to go. Buries a three. From the left side corner, Beach has 21, and it's 53-40. Walton on top of Sydney. Top of the key, now they go for Finch. He fires up a three. Oh, rattles out after going halfway down. Smith with a big-time rebound. Steven Smith in the corner. He's trapped and finally gets it across from Malik Howard. Howard for straightaway three, dives on the rim, hits twice, won't go down. Smith with a rebound, back out for Finch. Howard inside, that won't go. And Sydney can't buy a basket. They get another rebound, though. Finch down low is fouled on the floor with 4:05 left.
Yeah, foul on number 33. I think that's his third for this game.
So Gavin Griffin, his third, and the team's third. Both teams with three team fouls. And Sydney trailing by 13, 53-40, which was a four-point ball game entering this fourth quarter. Ball is loose. Here is Malik Howard with a rebound, and he is fouled as he goes up. Sydney doing a great job on the boards here, but they just cannot get any of these tip-ins to go.
No, they cannot. And I'll tell you what, I don't know if you saw that or not, Nate.
I did.
Ethan Finch came flying from the wing, and I'll tell you what, if that ball had bounced near the rim, that would have been just an unbelievable play.
He was way up there. As Malik Howard puts in the first foul shot, he has 7 points. It's his first basket of the second half.
Mm-hmm.
With 3:55 to go, fourth quarter, it's 53-41. Walton on top of Sydney. Make that 53-42 as Howard makes the second.
That's going to be time to start thinking about making some, you know, using some of your fouls, because you may have to put these guys on the line to get their possessions back.
Left side of the floor here for Merwin. They'll reverse it now for Jacob Beach into the corner for Tweedy. He tosses up a three. It's too strong. Rebound, Gavin Griffin. It goes. Gavin Griffin now with 9 points, and it's 55-42.
Somebody made a nice tip of that rebound and got it back to the Walton Warriors. It looked like it was going to Sydney.
Left side of the floor for Ethan Finch with 3:25 left. Now for Harris. Malik Howard is at the top of the key. Back for Harris. Turn around at the high post. They'll go to the corner for Mikey Gravelin. Gravelin finds Harris, who tried to reverse one quickly down low for Steven Smith. It was tapped out of there, and Tweedy brings it back up the floor and then slows it down. Walton's got nothing but time here with 3 minutes to go and a comfortable 55-42 lead, which has been pretty much built here in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, Sydney's getting the ball in really good position, but they just cannot make an easy basket.
Here is Tweedy, little turnaround shot at the left low block, partially blocked by Malik Howard, and then back up the floor they come. Sydney gets possession. Howard goes left side, Mikey Gravelin for Finch. Down low, Steven Smith. Smith, turn around for Howard, and back to Gravelin. Gravelin into the corner now for Ryan Harris. He wants a three. Got it. Ryan Harris from downtown, and Sydney is going to call a timeout with 2.5 to go in the fourth quarter. It's Walton 55, Sydney 45. We'll be right back with the conclusion of this one on CDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
2.5 to go, fourth quarter. It is Walton leading 55-45. Sydney's going to need some quick buckets here and some good defense to maybe close this gap. Here is Dylan Jacob. Runs down the floor for Tweedy. Back out for Jacob Beach. He wanted a three.
He did.
But didn't pull the trigger as they want to kill some time here off the clock. Here is Tweedy in front of his own bench for Walton. And
Sydney,
they go back to the far
man.
Side. Yep, Sydney back in the man-to-man as they go to Griffin. And I think the instructions were to kill some time on this clock. Here's Beach. Back out, Dylan Jacob. Under 10 on the shot clock. Jacob right to the rim. Can't get it to go. And then an over-the-back call on Gavin Griffin.
Gavin Griffin just went over the back of Steven Smith. Steven Smith, nice job boxing out. And that's his fourth foul.
So that's the fifth team foul on Walton, three on Sydney. With just a little over 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, it is Walton 55, Sydney 45, live tonight from Sydney High School. Mikey Gravelin tiptoeing on the line on the far side. It was off of Shane Merwin, will remain with the Warriors.
Yeah, this is a nice gimmick defense right now. They just passed it, made it look like a zone, and then all of a sudden number one from the Warriors was playing man-to-man, kind of a box-and-one kind of thing on Ethan Finch. And he is in a box and one.
Left side of the floor for Finch. They want to make sure that Sydney doesn't have much of a chance to come back. Here is Harris in the lane. Can't go. Steven Smith with a rebound. Punches it up and in for Steven Smith. And it's 55-47. Walton on top with a minute 35 to go in the fourth quarter. Here is Harris closely guarding Dylan Jacob at the top of the key. Into the corner now for Shane Merwin. Merwin outside the three-point line. Merwin, dribble drive on the baseline. Reverse layup blocked out of there by Steven Smith. Ball out of bounds. Going to stay with Walton, much to the dismay of the Sydney fans.
Nice defense right there by Steven Smith. The young man from Walton used the rim, went on the other side of it, but Steven Smith stayed right with him and made a nice block.
Timeout taken by Sydney. A minute 20 to go, fourth quarter. It's Walton 55, Sydney 47. You're listening to Live High School Hoops tonight on CDO. Stay tuned.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otigo is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure to check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otigo today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Saturday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sundays from 7 to 3. Good luck, area athletes, from Jake's Deli of Otigo.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Out of the timeout, Walton with the basketball, and they immediately go down low to Alex Sweetie, who is fouled with a minute, not just a little over a minute to go here in the fourth quarter, about a minute six.
Good.
And it's 55-47.
Good strong move right there by Tweedy, and the only way that Sydney Warriors could stop him was by grabbing his right arm, so he's at the line for shooting two.
So the Walton Warriors on top trying to seal off a road win. First shot is up and good for Alex Tweedy. He has eight. As we mentioned a couple of different times throughout the broadcast, this will more than likely seal first place in the league for the playoffs for the Walton Warriors. Second shot is up and good for Tweedy. He has nine. It's Walton 57, Sydney 47 with a minute to go here in the fourth quarter. And to the left side now for Malik Howard, Sydney with the basketball. They'll have to work quickly. Finch lost control of it, and Jacob Beach will take it away. And it all might be just a matter of time now for the Walton Warriors. They'll go to Dylan Jacob. Sydney fans saying they should be fouling here. Sydney is just trying to play some straight-up defense here with 35 seconds to go. Here is Dylan Jacob, 15 on the shot clock. Sydney looks content to just play tight D. Here is Jacob on a baseline drive, and he's fouled by Ryan Harris with 28 seconds left.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised they didn't start fouling sooner because, you know, you've got fouls to give, one, and you need to stop the clock, so.
28 seconds left. It's 57-47. The Walton boys on top of Sydney. Walton gets it in. Gavin Griffin with the bucket. And he's fouled, and he'll head to the line. That puts Griffin in double figures with 11.
Nice, strong move right there by Griffin with Steven Smith in his face.
And so they will say, I guess the foul was on the floor. I'm not sure, but the basket didn't count. It's still 57-47.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought he was going to get that basket. But
yeah.
So he will stay with 9 points now as we have 20 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. And Walton is going to seal off a victory, so their only loss in the league will be to Oxford. And they have victories over UV, Delhi, and now Sydney, the other teams who are really fighting it out here for the top four standing. Steven Smith is going to foul out here with 12 seconds left. He gets a nice ovation from the crowd. He worked his butt off here tonight, came back from that early injury where he bumped his head earlier tonight, had a heck of a ball game, did a great job on the glass. You cannot fault that young man for his effort tonight.
No, he definitely did, and it was early when that happened. We're like 2 minutes into the game. He went chest-to-chest with Mr. Tweedy and unfortunately lost that battle.
And so here is Jacob Beach at the line. First shot was off the back of the rim. It's no good. Rebound for Sydney with 10 seconds left. They'll walk it up the floor. Finch might get one last shot off here. He will try a three, and it'll get knocked down. So Finch will finish with 22, and our final score will be 57-50. Walton wins. Post-game show coming up on CDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back one last time, live from Sydney High School tonight. Our final score, the Walton boys defeat Sydney 57-50. This should all but clinch first place for the Walton boys in the MAC standings. Sydney is going to be hovering right around that fourth place spot. I believe they will get it, but they're going to have to make sure they get a victory over Bainbridge-Guilford on Wednesday. That game will be key. Even if they lose that game, you never know. You just don't want to leave it up to chance.
Yeah, no, definitely. You know, and that's kind of a rivalry for the Warriors here in Sydney. You know, they're only 5-6 miles apart, just kind of like Unitigo, just a little bit down the road a different way. And, you know, Bainbridge's a good team. They could give...
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back one last time, folks. Our apologies here on WCDO. Got disconnected, but glad to bring you our post-game show here again as Sydney defeats Walton 57-50. Let's go through our scoring summary. First for Sydney, a game-high 22 points from Ethan Finch, 8 for Malik Howard, 7 for Mikey Gravelin, 6 for Ryan Harris, 4 for Steven Smith, and 3 for Liam Matthews. On the other side for Walton, a team-high 21 points for Jacob Beach, 9 apiece for Alex Tweedy and Gavin Griffin. We have 6 from Dylan Jacob, 5 from Brett Charles, 5 from Shane Merwin, and 2 from Justin Beards. Let's get into our post-game show awards now. First, our offense award brought to you by NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. We'll give that award tonight to Ethan Finch, 22 points from Sydney. He has the game high. He will receive our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award here tonight. Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. We'll give that to Gavin Griffin tonight from Walton. 9 points, but I thought he did an excellent job on the inside, just using that big frame to play some defense and not give Sydney any easy opportunities on the inside. And finally, our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. We'll give that tonight to Jacob Beach from Walton. 21 points. He was excellent tonight here for the Walton Warriors. Did a little bit of everything, and his shooting from the outside was absolutely deadly. He did a fantastic job. That's going to wrap up our broadcast tonight. 57-50, the Walton boys defeat Sydney. We'll be back on the air tomorrow night over in Delhi as the Delhi girls host Deposit Hancock. But keep an eye on the weather, too, folks. Things could get changed on our schedule this week, so make sure to check back to WCDOsports.com for that.
A big thank you to Jim Tomeo, our in-game producer on our Main Street Sydney studios right here in Sydney, and a big thank you to Tim Cutting for joining me on the broadcast as well tonight. We'll see you tomorrow. Again, our final score, Walton Boys defeat Sydney 57-50. I'm Nate Lowell. Have a great night from CDO Sports.